Wednesday night, Chodesh Haldados. We'll start from Perek Revi of Shaar HaBitachon. Perek Revi talks about how to apply Bitachon. It's not, Bitachon's very difficult. Conceptually, it's very difficult. What exactly it means is difficult. Balancing it with what we call Hishtadlus is difficult. What do you expect? What are you supposed to do? What happens if things don't work out the way you want it? What is Hashem, how much are you supposed to do? How little are you supposed to do? What's your attitude supposed to be when things happen? So the Chavis, although this explains in Perek Revi accomplishes two purposes. First of all, you've developed Bitachon in the first three Prakim in his systematic way, and now you're applying it, applied Bitachon. In other words, in real life, what would a Baal, what would or should a Baal Bitachon think when things happen? When things happen, what is a Baal Bitachon supposed to think? Do you apply the same? Does Bitachon demand of you that you act the same if you're yourself? What about if you have a family? If there are other people depending on you? If there are other people waiting for you to act, if you need other people, if other people need you. So how does Bitachon play out in all of these scenarios? And so he's going to say it's different. So Perek Revi accomplishes two things. First of all, it's applied Bitachon. Lamaisa, taking all these fantastic concepts that we learned about in the first three Prakim, how do you apply them in real life? What does it mean, Bapoyel? So when this happens, what am I supposed to think? What am I supposed to feel? How am I supposed to react? What is my attitude supposed to be? That's one thing. And Memela, almost as a corollary to that, is there are different scenarios and different situations. It's not static. It's not like, so every time something happens, you just throw up your hands and say, well, it's up to Hashem. It's not so simple. We're talking about practical, down-to-earth applied Bitachon. So he's going to make categories. If there's people around, if there's not people around, if you have, like I said, if you have responsibilities to others, maybe you can't. What are the limits? So it'll take on different shapes and forms, matim to the different scenarios, which you would expect most of the time in applied Bitachon. When you're applying a theory and a concept to real life, not that it's not real life, I don't mean that the theory is not practical, the theory is very practical, but you have to learn what it means in practical life. What does it mean? We learned all these great ideas, so now I'm a boteach b'Hashem. So what does that mean when I get fired? What does that mean when my wife wants something that will demand that I work more, but working more won't bring me more money? But she's demanding a new dress that we can't afford. So, like, what am I supposed to think? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to say? Aval hadvarim asher chovo al hamamin levtoach b'hem al Hashem. So they split up into these. So he categorizes them. Areim nichlolim b'shnei sugim. Two major categories. Ha'echad inyoni olam hazeh v'asheni inyolam olam haba. There's bitachon in olam haba too. We live our lives as religious Jews with bitachon that Hashem, that there is an olam haba, that there is ultimate reward and punishment, that Hashem will reward us, that we are not even really able to conceptualize the reward of la'asad lava. Like we don't have, our human minds don't have ways of really conceiving of ruchniyustika pleasures. We have a little taste of it. The Gemara calls smell something that neshama nehenes bo, not the guf. Right? Your body doesn't derive any. It is a bodily hana, but that's like you need a special pasuk that you make a bracha on a fragrant smell. Kol haneshama tahaluka haluka, because it's not a hanas haguf really. It doesn't do anything for the goof. It's like nice music. You don't make a bracha on nice music, first of all, because what would happen in the 60s? Like, would you make a bracha there or not? Right? But also because it doesn't enter your guf. In other words, when there's a special pasuk saying that you make a bracha on such a pleasure, shanashama nehenesbo, that's the Gemara's lashon of brachas, but it's only if it fort enters your guf. And music or the like, that's not really said to enter your guf in a... You hear it, I don't know. Okay, anyway. That's the closest we'll come to a spiritual pleasure. That feeling of gishmak. But even that is a pale. The Chazon Ish, very almost, poetically, really, in his, you know, in Emunah B'Tochon, not Emunah B'Tochon, in the Igros Chazon Ish, there is a letter there which describes very poetically the oneg someone feels when they learn Ritzufos. His point is that to learn and not like interrupt your learning. And he actually describes what you'll feel after 1 hour, and then what you'll feel after 2 hours, and after three, and after four. And then he says you feel like this heavenly, uplifted hergish once you hit like past the 4 hour mark, I think, or the 5 hour mark, and you're just like totally focused. Which he describes some like a pleasure akin to what a ruchniyustik, a pleasure, would feel like. But we have bitachon about Olam Haba. You have to have bitachon. We do. We have bitachon. It gets Jews through a lot of bumps, both as a nation and as individuals. Our bitachon that there is an Olam Haba. But it's more complex than just bitachon that there is an Olam Haba, as the Chavis Chabadis will explain. But he's so your two main branches are Inyani Olam Hazeh, Inyani Olam Haba. Inyani Olam Hazeh Nechlokim L'Shnayim. Inyani Olam Hazeh L'Toalias Olam Hazeh, to have money, to live, to be sheltered, to be warm, to have pleasure, to have comfort, to survive, to plan ahead. These are all Toalias Olam Hazeh. V'Hasheni Inyani Olam Hazeh L'Toalias Olam Haba. It's different. It's a different attitude towards money. When you need money to buy tefillin, when you need money to give tzedakah, when you need money to do mitzvahs, when you need money to pay tuition, it's a different attitude towards money than the money that you need for food and for shelter and for clothing and for pleasure, etc. So that's Olam Hazeh for Olam Hazeh, and it's different. They'll say it's a different mindset, it's a different attitude, as he will explain in the course of the parak. Binyani Olam Hazeh, L'Toalias Olam Hazeh, Nechlekes L'Shlosha Chalokim. That splits into three. Part one of number one splits into three. Ha'echa To'alias Binyani Gufo B'Levad. What we call survival. I need to eat, I need to drink, I need to be warm, I need to be clothed, I need to pay the bills, to have electricity. That's for me. V'chelek Hasheni To'alias Parnasoso, the sibos hachnosos of the suge kinyanov. That's what I need to have what we call neches, I think it's called in Ivrit. To have money, you have to deal with money. You have to keep your rechush. A person has rechush, a person has possessions. So number one is man legabe his body, his survival. Number two is man legabe his possessions, to keep his possessions, to have possessions, to plan on having possessions in the future, to keep his possession, to keep his rechush going, that he should have money for whatever he needs or what he will need. So that's number two. So number one is more like survival. And number two is to build up a portfolio, your portfolio, between man and his portfolio. A person, no man is an island. He has a wife, he has children, he has relatives, he has friends, he has enemies, he has an employer, he has employees in all of his relationships. So what does he do about his bnei beso, his family, ubono, v'kovo, v'ochav, the son of, and his enemies, u'mishalamalo mimenu, his employer? That's one example of mishalamalo mimenu. Someone that looks up to him, a Rebbe, has Talmidim, an employer has employees, Madregos Bnei Adam, the pecking order of the universe. There's hierarchies. Some hold that the whole world is like just different forms of hierarchies. So he says that's, you have to know how to act regarding relationships. Number three is relationships. Number one is Bnei Adam La'atzmo. Number two is a person's portfolio, his possessions, his rechush, his bank account, his money. And number three is his relationships. That's in Yoni Olam Hazeh for in Yoni Olam Hazeh. Aval in Yoni Olam Hazeh l'to'aliyos Olam Haba. In Yoni Olam Hazeh, we're talking about having money, dealing with people, getting angry, being a Zoriz. But in the Yoni Olam Haba, the Chlokim L'Shnayim, Ha'echet Chavos Halvavos for Ha'ivorim, Ha'miyuchodim Lo B'Levad, they don't involve anyone else. Person has a Munah B'Hashem. He has to think about Hashem. No one else is involved. He gets up in the morning, he puts on tefillin. Maybe no one else is involved. Maybe if his wife's home and she wants him to come home and help with the kids, get them off to school, so there's someone else involved. But the mitzvahs, preparing yourself, having the wherewithal to do the mitzvahs that are only nogea you yourself, am yuchadim lo b'lebad, below tachro pu'loso bohem, it doesn't go outside my dalat amos. So in general, that's my learning, my davening. Okay, it does, that pushes the envelope a little, but that's what he means. Things that are not nogay anyone else. And then you have things that are nogay other people. You need someone else to do the mitzvah with. Giving tzedakah, bikur cholim, losiko. You're dealing with other people. The nature of the mitzvah is one that always involves another person. They are not possible. Someone else with him, the hispalos with the goings on. Teaching Torah, meaning telling people, teaching people what is right, teaching people what is wrong. So that's how he split it up. In Yoni Olam Hazeh, for Yoni Olam Hazeh was in three. In Yoni Olam Hazeh, for Yoni Olam Haba was split into two, involving other people. And in all of them, the reaction of a Baal Bitachon will be slightly different. If there's other people involved, if you need other people to help you attain the mitzvah, to help you do the mitzvah, then your Bitachon quotient is going to be different than if it's just involved with you. There's no one else involved. I will stop here.